1-800-449-8686, and it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I got online on Saturday. Did that Alien Gonzalez news take you by surprise at all? Because it just caught me by surprise all of a sudden. Wow, you know, they went in and they did it, you know. And I was online, I guess, Friday night. We got there, was it Friday night? Yeah, I was up late with Marie and the kids, and everybody went to bed, so I went up to the computer and started noodling around. They said it was like 5:15 Miami time, but I couldn't have been up that late. But in any event, they went in, they got the boy. The last news is he's in D.C. or somewhere thereabouts with his father. This was a decision made by the Attorney General because, at least from her perspective or from the perspective of the Justice Department, the negotiations had become interminable and there was no progress. That is, negotiations between the United States government and the Miami relatives of little Ilian Gonzalez. What we thought we would do is try to find somebody associated with law enforcement who might have a federal law enforcement or federal law enforcement related background. And we did in Lancaster, a retired federal law enforcement officer, Austin Amarca, with us in Lancaster this evening. Mr. Amarca, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil.
And I know that you don't want to tell us which branch of the federal government that you worked with because there are still some security issues. How long were you... working in law enforcement?
I was with one form or another of a federal law enforcement arm for about 23 years. I also did some forensic, and I did as well some freelance security work.
And you saw these issues unfold. You saw these events unfold in Miami. And by the way, you're on a cordless phone.
I am, sir, and I'm sorry that the quality of the phone line is not a little bit better. But we're actually doing some work on our home right now, Phil.
All right. What do you think of the operation itself, what you were able to see? Now, we saw INS agents go into the house, grab the kid, get him in the van, and get him on up to Washington, D.C. What you were able to see, what did you think of that?
I thought it was very professionally done. I thought that under the circumstances, and when you are talking about extracting even a hostage as young as that boy, you're still talking about some potentially dangerous and violent situation. The Cuban Americans who had gathered around the house, from what I gather, could be a very emotional group of people. So you had a potentially explosive situation on all sides. But I think these agents acquitted themselves very well, especially when you consider the individual that they were extracting from that hostile environment. This is a boy who was crying. If I could be permitted just a personal opinion for a moment, Phil, this is a boy who was crying and did not acquit himself in the most exemplary fashion.
Well, what do you mean? Does that matter to a cop?
Well, I think it matters to a police officer that whoever it is you're saving is someone who is worth saving. And when he's crying and acting like a sissy and everything like that, I know that...
Well, we're talking about a little boy, though.
I'm familiar with that, sir. Yes, I am. You know...
That's a distraught six-year-old child.
Yeah, but... As a police officer, you want to see people that you're saving suck it up a little bit. And I didn't see the kid suck it up, although, again, he was a young child. The child was unstable, and I think it makes a very dangerous situation to see a kid who's kind of a little bit of a sissy crying and whining. That's number one. And number two, you have a potentially dangerous situation because the child is unpredictable. You can see the agent from the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol was taking a precaution against the boy and the man, the fisherman, that is very, very standard.
Let's look at that picture. That picture has been broadcast and published all over the world in the last 48 hours. It's a picture of a federal agent standing there in complete combat gear, pointing looks like an automatic weapon. I don't know.
Now, that is a compact multi-lever automatic weapon that is standard in federal law enforcement. And what he's doing is he's taking a standard precaution that any federal agent would take against a child that is distraught, a child that is emotional. That kid is unstable, and at that point, the officer has a judgment call. He needs to target the kid. At that point, the kid is not a hard target, but he has to keep the gun trained on the child.
And why does he have to keep the gun on the kid?
Well,
I mean, that's interesting. The child is the one that they're coming to get.
Well, a distraught six-year-old can cause some damage. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know what a child that age is capable of. For instance, most agents know this about children, and most law enforcement agents know the child is most volatile player in the situation. A distraught child can fling himself at the agent and put his eyes out, can rip the carotid artery. We have a narrow retrieval window in which the extraction must take place. And I can tell you right now, if you've got a narrow retrieval window, a hot extraction zone, and a six-year-old child hanging off of your face, you might as well kill them all and let God sort them out. Because, friend, it's time to rock and roll.
And you're talking about a six-year-old boy, though. You're saying, I mean...
I am telling you, that agent risked his life so we could have one more child in this country. And again, I'm not permitted to have a political opinion. But the way that kid was all sissied up, crying and whining and everything, and you got an agent risking his life to save a very child that could pull his eyes out or rip his throat out. And I'm saying...
A six-year-old child?
I'm saying, Phil, that in that instant, if the child's emotional enough, he can fling himself onto the face of the agent, and then that hostage is an out-of-control element in what is already a hot extraction zone.
Well, I've heard in hostage... Why are you calling it a hostage situation?
Well, it's obvious to me that the boy wanted out of there. You could tell from the videotapes, and I think the law enforcement saw that as well.
What video? You mean the videotape that the family made?
Yes, sir.
What did you see?
I would direct your attention. Perhaps you don't remember back in the early 1970s when the crew of the Pueblo was taken hostage by the North Korean Navy. At that time, the North Korean government released a photograph of those men, and in it, they were displaying an internationally recognized gesture of contempt, what we call a finger. That was for them to let us know.
Now, what he's saying, I know this. What he's talking about is the incident of the Pueblo crew. They were being physically abused by the North Koreans. They wanted the world to know it so that when they released that photograph of the Pueblo crew, they were all flipping the bird.
So as to let the world know that they were not being treated well.
That is correct. Are you saying that in this videotape there is some gesture?
The child, if you see Elian Gonzalez in a videotape released by the family in Miami, the child is displaying the same gesture of contempt.
The finger?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he is. And again, I have always felt the Cubanos were far more hardcore. And when we go into this city, the agent protects himself, distracts the hostage. But this is a little Cuban boy who is not that hardcore.
All right. I am talking with Austin DeMarco, former federal agent here, about the extraction of Elian Gonzalez from that residence in Miami. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, that being the home of his uncle. Here is Swanee on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes. I just have a few comments to make about this incident that happened in Miami.
Yes, ma'am.
That was a six-year-old child. There's nothing sissy about a child. He has not had the opportunity to become a sissy.
Well, the way he was whining and crying and carrying on, I'm saying that...
He is a baby.
Well, why can't he butch up a little bit or at least get more hardcore? The officer's risking his life to save him.
He has not had the time to butch up. He is only 6 years old. He is a baby.
We are talking about a small child, correct?
We are.
Yes,
but again,
I'm
saying from the perspective of a law enforcement officer, when you're saving someone's rear end, believe me, ma'am, you want to know you're saving the life of someone who's got some hair on his chest or at least can, you know, hang with it.
Wait a minute. Someone's rear end? Is it someone's rear end or somebody's job?
No, ma'am, someone's rear end.
There's a difference there. This is a six-year-old child.
Well, I speak on behalf of law
enforcement. Everybody else that has come over here from Cuba has had the opportunity to stay here. It was made public.
This child is six years old, and he
is old enough to speak for himself.
Well, you did say that he was, Mr. Remarka, you did say the child, on the one hand, is a sissy. On the other hand, could actually attach himself to the face of this agent and cause some problems.
Because the child's in a panic. If the child is panicked enough, even if he's a sissy, he's going to fling himself at the face of that agent and start doing some real damage.
Sure he is. You're pulling him from a stable environment.
Stable?
He was with his aunt and uncle.
That was
in
a hostage
Miami,
situation.
Going to school.
A hostage situation. The child
that
had made it clear.
Hostage.
The child had made it clear in the videotape that he wanted out.
You're saying that there was some indication.
Yes, sir. sir.
On that videotape that Alien Gonzalez wanted out of there.
Yes, but he couldn't say it. That's why Janet Reno acted. My hat's off to her.
All right, ma'am, I appreciate your call.
Okay,
1-800-449-8686.
If that little sissy was my kid, I would have slapped him till he sucked up and fessed and, you know, faced it like a man. But unfortunately, you can't do that.
And you know, well, what was the point attacking a six-year-old child, okay? He's a little boy, right?
He's a little boy, but he's got to either... that's why the police officer had to put the gun on this sissy. He probably couldn't believe that this sissy was the one that he come to get. Okay? And he probably, the officer at one point, wanted to shoot the kid just to look at him. And
you're telling me that that cop contemplated shooting the kid because he was a sissy?
I'm saying, figuratively speaking. But again, the officer had to point the gun at him because the kid could do something to his throat, his eyes, fling himself onto the officer. By stepping on his windpipe, you can cut the man's air off.
How can a kid do? I don't understand, because I have heard in situations in crowd control.
Well, I know of one incident where a friend of mine, God rest his soul, had his windpipe cut off by a girl. And I'm telling you, a five-year-old girl in patent leather shoes. He was on the floor. He was down. It was an officer down situation. And she stepped on his windpipe with these patent leather shoes. That's all she wrote. And I'm telling you, friend, when you have I'm sorry.
Oh, I am sorry for your partner, and I do have to take a break.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Austin Amarca is a retired police officer talking to us about the Elian Gonzalez situation, what the police were thinking. He says that that officer had to train his weapon on Elian Gonzalez because the six-year-old might fling himself onto the face of the agent and either rip out his carotid artery or blind him. Also, he feels it was a hostage situation because on the videotape, Elian Gonzalez was displaying the bird or the finger to let everyone know that he was not having a good time. I don't know. This is all bizarre stuff filtered through the mind of at least one law enforcement agent who saw these goings-on. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me here is Austin Amarca, a former law enforcement officer. We're talking about the raid on the home of Alien Gonzalez's great uncle, which resulted in the successful, as you call it, extraction, Mr. Amarca?
Yes, sir.
What is that when you talk about these? Those are cop terms, right?
Well, we're talking about successful extraction, meaning a hostage situation. A hot extraction zone is one in which we feel there might be some hostility and where there might be some risk to the agents. And a narrow retrieval window simply means that we do not have a lot of time. We have to get in and get out before these Cubans go crazy, because you've got a situation there where you've got a lot of hot-blooded Cubans. They're well known to be emotional people. You don't know what they're going to do. You got to get in. Kill them all and let God sort them out is what we like to say, and get on out. That's why I say that we had a narrow retrieval window.
All right, Boca Raton, Florida, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Marcus, is
yes.
That the right name?
Marcus.
I'm listening to your remarks about a six-year-old sissy or a six-year-old butching it up.
Well, I don't mean
you
to
know,
say...
I really can't believe that you as a police officer... who has gone through training, and I know several police chiefs and a million police officers in my life, have never used the term a sissy for a six-year-old.
Well, I'm just
These
saying
guys
that...
marched in, they did their job, yes, and they walked in full regalia. They had masks on, they had helmets on.
Let me ask you, do you think this kid acted the way he should?
He was scared out of his pants. These guys marched in like something out of a war game on video games here.
Well,
to use the expression, a sissy and everything, I just have to be honest with you, sir.
Well, as a police officer...
I think you're totally out of line with using an expression like that. I have no beliefs one way or another as to what went on down there. But
well, what about
a 6-year old child a sissy?
Yeah, but you got
to. I think that you have a lot of training to go through that is about how to handle people and how to talk to people.
No, sir, but you don't know. You don't know whether the kids. You don't know whether the kid's going
to
attach himself to your face or not.
Has to butch up.
Well, if he attaches himself to your face, then what are you going to do?
Well, right now I've got my mask on, which is probably made of Kevlar. I've got my helmet on, and I've got one free hand.
And if he goes for your throat,
kid,
and if he goes
maybe about 45 pounds soaking wet.
If he goes for your throat.
I'm a regular commando. If I can't press a couple hundred pounds, then I have a problem. I'll take the kid right by the back of his neck and hold him out in front of me and let him kick all he wants.
Yeah, see, Mr. Marco, you're saying that the kid is going to go for the agent's throat. And
I have no kids.
I'm not going for the agent's throat. He's 6 years old.
I have no children. I have no
people over there.
Let me ask you a question. What if he goes for your groin? What if he goes for your groin? Now what are you going to do?
And don't tell me, as I say, he's in full regalia. He's not going for his groin. He's got Kevlar on all
got
over
Kevlar.
His body.
He's probably got a Kevlar, some kind of a cup or something.
I just resent calling this kid a sissy.
Well, I just like to think, all I'm saying is, as a police officer, I like to think I'm saving somebody who's got a pair of balls in his pants and isn't whining and crying.
6 years old is the key phrase here. Little
Absolutely.
Boy, 6 years old.
Well, I just, I don't see it that way.
He's not a 21-year-old Arab terrorist that might know how to kick you in the balls, if you want to put it that way.
I've seen the carotid artery come right out of an agent's neck, little 4-year-old girl rip it out. What do you think of that?
Well, you know what? Maybe you've seen it. I'm sorry I haven't. But I still have to go back to what I was saying. I know.
There you go.
I know
a carotid artery?
In my life. And
just
I know
like
four or five chief of police in several towns
line of
who've
duty
gone through, who've
or
gone
under
through training as
right.
to how to handle situations. I've also gone through, I'm looking for the word, I'm sorry I'm puffing, on how to handle a child.
Right.
Not to talk the way you're talking. Not to say this
kid
was sissified.
You want the kid to grow a pair. That's all. Just grow a pair.
Your stature would use some terminology for
all I'm asking is if I'm going to save some kid's life, I'd like him to grow a pair. Cops only want to save people that will be productive members of
his life.
I don't want to save some little pussy.
Okay. I mean, that's ridiculous to say that, okay? And you're being a little bit too macho. A little too macho. I got to move on. Thank you for your call, sir. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, this man, just listen to that guy. I'm just so upset. You know what I mean? I'm an ex-police officer.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Vietnam veteran that have killed people. And I'm a police officer that have killed people in the line of duty.
You killed people? What the hell are you doing killing? Police officers should
never have
to remove
you
his
listen
weapon.
No. You listen. Because you are there. You are there talking what you really don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You were
about.
A cop in Haiti, weren't you?
Okay.
Were you a cop in America?
I was you goddamn right, I'm a cop in America, and I served goddamn Vietnam, 2 goddamn tours.
Now listen.
All right? And let me tell you something. Right
horses,
now,
brother.
I'm still suffering from what the hell I've been through. Okay?
Well,
this is no joke what you're talking about. It is no joke.
Did you come
let
up
me tell you something. Let me explain something to you real quick.
You
all
know
right?
those 6-year-old kids
Where
in Vietnam.
I came from Vietnam.
Yeah, 6-year-old kids.
And we were going into Cambodia, all right? Trained. I was the one that was supposed to have been with a goddamn machine gun to stop the students in Kent State. Do you know up to this goddamn day I'm still suffering from that damn thing?
Well,
are you talking about
Kent? Were you in Cambodia or Kent State? Where were you?
Year old child, you are out of place, sir.
What are you talking
you
about?
You are very much out of place.
Were you in Cambodia or were you in Kent State? Where were you?
Let me tell you something.
You said
something.
You were in Cambodia,
said,
then you came back to Kent State.
This is no joke, okay?
You kicked some ass
in
Cambodia.
You better get your sources right.
And let me tell you something.
You know
a 6-year-old
right
kid will rip.
That you're not a cop.
The kid will kick your balls
the way
you in.
Talking,
you know the kid.
The way you're talking, all you're talking about is killing. You know, you're talking about killing people.
You, well, you know
you're not here to serve people. Okay,
I understand that. I
want
to serve people, but
this
I don't want
why,
no 6-year-old kicking my nuts
saying.
Up into my throat.
All right?
That's all
this
I'm
is
saying.
This is what they're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
There's no reason for you to go. To you didn't even have to go to pick that child up with no damn weapon.
I don't want
you
that kid kicking my nuts
that.
Clear up
if
into my
house. If you
call
me and tell me to go pick that child up, I would have walked in there without no damn weapons. By no explosive situation.
What are you talking
right?
about?
That there was no guns pointed at you.
The kid
so you didn't
hear
that you
was
no goddamn gun.
He could kick your
right?
ass six
you're
places.
You're
just
calling this guy a sissy. This is a 6-year-old boy.
All right,
it
so thank
matter.
You.
It don't matter who
all right,
the
so
I got to
go. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That's the biggest bunch of bullcrap that I... Oh, excuse me.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with Austin Amarca, retired law enforcement officer, worked at the federal level. We're talking about the Elian Gonzalez. What do you call that? You call it a hostage situation. Some people call it a rescue operation. Other people may call it a kidnapping. I'm going to just say, just if I may be permitted this little bit of personal opinion, I support 150% what the government did. And I'm happy to see Janet Reno make that decision. I'm glad the boy is back with his father. Then we can decide on whether they want to go back to Cuba or not.
Well, I'm not a politician, Mr. Henry. I just know that I go in to get the job done as a law enforcement agent. I had a partner one time who, in my opinion, was a full-on pussy. I didn't think that this guy could cut the mustard.
And this was a partner of yours?
He was a cop, so-called. And he was always bitching about his wife and always crying about what's going on with his home life and everything else. I got so sick of being with this guy that I transferred away from him. I didn't want to have nothing to do with him. I believe in a hard target search, and I can tell you the speech that I gave to my men after a particular fugitive situation where I told them that our fugitive had been on the run for 90 minutes, average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, is 4 miles per hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. I told them that what I wanted out of each and every one of them was a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, and doghouse in that area. And the checkpoints went up at 15 miles. So that kind of stuff is what I say, and that's what gets these guys going.
All right, Austin Amarca with us, and we're talking about the Elian Gonzalez situation, the rescue. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi
yes,
there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, you know, again, my own personal opinion about some of the remarks that the ex-agent that you have on the phone is making about a six-year-old boy.
Everybody's getting hung up on that. I don't know why you get hung up on that.
Well, essentially, I mean, he's 6 years old. He doesn't understand what's going on. And here you are calling him a sissy. You're calling him a pussy. And
the kid was,
for instance, you're expecting him to have these, what you're calling balls, that here you are coming in to save him. He doesn't understand what's going on.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is the kid, every photograph you see of that kid, he's pussying it up. He's crying with the cop there to get him, crying going into the car. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, exactly. He doesn't understand
the
full extent of what is going on
Why can't the kid just grow a pair?
Well, wait a minute. When he finally got on the airplane with the INS agent, Agent Mills, the female officer that had him in the van, apparently she'd been counseled by some psychiatrist on what to do with a distraught child, and the kid calmed down. And he was playing games with her, and apparently she got him some chocolate milk, and they had a Play-Doh set or some deal.
Oh, yeah, sure, the kid calms down now that he's in some big, cushy airplane, and his ass isn't on the frying pan.
He doesn't understand the full extent of what's going on with him.
What do you mean he doesn't understand?
All he sees around him is that they've got the media all over the place. They've got pictures taken.
Wait a minute. You're telling me he doesn't understand?
Pictures being taken of him. Congressmen and various people are sending him gifts and whatnot.
Ma'am, he doesn't understand that he's
in the middle of this political turmoil.
You're telling
turmoil.
Me that he doesn't understand what's going on. Isn't there a goddamn TV in that house? It's been on television
for six months. Years old. He does not understand the whole realm of this whole political thing that people are attaching this to.
All he's got to do is flip on CNN and see what the hell's going on. I think
sir, is that he doesn't understand the full extent on this of the adult reality.
It is an adult world that this child is looking through a six-year-old eyes at.
Let's be clear about something. The officers went in. They got the job done. They extracted the hostage. He's up with his father. You know, his old man was flying a bird out there, too. Now, the kid was doing it on TV, too. Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you're seeing there. I mean, that's just kind of an interesting little take on that. But aside from
that, the kid flipped off the camera.
My point is that he is 6 years old. I want
a hard target search
from an adult perspective.
But I want a hard target search, ma'am. And as I said to the other officers, every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse,
checkpoints go up at 15 miles.
Okay.
I'm married to a law enforcement officer.
All right, checkpoints go up at 15 miles. That's all I'm saying.
However, it's just rather disturbing that, you know, you're expecting the
six-year-old boy exactly. That's my point.
To behave like he's a 35-year-old man,
right.
And that he
needs
to have these.
Just all I'm saying is get some hair on your chest and let's go to work.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Miami.
Well, I was listening to that show, and this guy does not deserve to be on the air. I mean, I have a lot of police officers, friends, and, you know, and I'm leaving this thing here in Miami. And
well, you saw the kid. You saw the kid. Didn't he look sissy to you?
No, he doesn't look any sissy to me, and I don't know if you have any children. You belong, you know, I think you should be in a boot camp training, you know, reforming kids that are, you know, in trouble, but not for that situation, because anybody that's well-trained, everything that was done was well done. It was a job well done
under
the circumstances. They did what they had to do.
Yes,
they saved the kid. But, you know, but that has nothing to do with what you're saying and the description of the kid. And I don't think any trained officers, which I've known, and I've come from I'm a son of a military for that matter, you know, I don't think they qualified any hostages or anybody in jeopardy for that.
Were your people in the Haitian army or anything, sir?
Yes, I know a lot of people in the Haitian army. Yes.
Those
and
guys
I know a lot of people in the state troopers also
in Miami
police and everywhere.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean the Haitian army kicked ass?
They did. They took down names and kicked some ass. I'm just saying that we've got a hard target search. And, you know, kill them all and let God sort them out.
That has nothing to do with anything. And, Phil, and this is a very sensitive issue for us down here. And this guy's comments here is only, you know,
I'm
wrecking and destroyed everything good that the government has done
the
or
government
is
did
doing
a hell of a
to
job.
Help this kid and his family.
You know as well
as
I do, being a former police officer, I know that kid could have attached himself to the throat of that officer.
You already said that he could rip his throat out.
What I've seen and what I've known, based on the training that the police officers
he
have, these guys were
throat.
All ready for all sorts of eventuality, even what the case you're talking about. And
you know what a lot of these kids will do?
That's not what we've seen.
You know what a lot of these kids can do? They can suck the eyeball right out of a man's skull.
Well, sir,
that's why he had the glasses on, okay? That's why he had the
exactly.
Kevlar jacket on.
They were well-protected. They were geared up for that. They had everything to protect their private parts, their eyes and everything, and there's nothing that six-year-old kid could do to this guy to destroy him or kill him or do anything. Besides, there was other officers in the house. All he had to do is control that fisherman that was holding the kid
for
the female officer to get him.
You don't
and,
think
sir,
he
if you were trained and if you were in the police and which now I'm beginning to doubt.
Sir,
you know,
I was a federal
you
agent.
You know that it was not the situation. It was not the case, and there's no way to call that kid this kind of names. It's
well,
not
I'm
worth it,
you.
And it's destroying everything that the government,
these
everything
Cubans
that happened
have really
this weekend to
nails.
Save the situation.
Have you seen the nails that Cuban women have? They go in to get them done, right? You've seen that. Purple and green and all that. They'll rip a man's eyes out. They can gouge a man's throat out. And
that's a Cuban woman, not a little six-year-old boy.
Well, I'm just making a point. That's all.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Here's Montclair on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
He's referring to this six-year-old child as not having any balls or being a pussy.
Well, I wanted to butch it out a little bit. Just
No, you wait a second.
Around.
Do you know that 6-year-old boy floated across the ocean for 4 days?
Well, what kind of balls does it take to float? What kind of balls does it take to float? Seriously. You're floating.
That boy kept himself alive for 4 days. I don't think you could do that.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me he caught fish?
My
no,
next
ma'am.
Comment is...
I don't think so, ma'am.
Are you a former federal agent?
Yes, I am. I'm retired.
Thank God, because if you're seriously afraid that a six-year-old child is going to kill you...
Well, wait a second, ma'am.
I think you suffered a little bit too much shell shock. Right?
As a police officer, I have to be ready for any eventuality, and I have known six-year-old children who can fling themselves, attach themselves to the femoral artery on a thigh, and tear it out with their teeth. Now, this has happened... And
when has a six-year-old kid ripped the femoral artery out of someone's thigh?
I'm saying it's possible, and you have to be ready.
Do you feel that by looking at those pictures that it looked as though that was that?
Yeah,
was
that was
going to
happen.
That
kid
moment?
Was scared.
People want to know why that officer had the gun on the kid. I'm just telling you why.
If you look at the pictures, the officer did not have the gun.
The officer
on the
had
kid.
The gun off of the kid, and
the gun was pointed to the side. The finger was not on the trigger.
So you
and
say.
And the gentleman was reaching for the boy. He was not. Reaching in any way, shape, or form.
I just say, in a situation
afraid.
Like that, I would put checkpoints up at 15 miles. That's all I'm saying. You
okay,
understand what I mean?
You're not making any sense.
No, I'm
you
saying...
You realize that you've just lost.
No, a hard target search where you put up checkpoints at 15 miles. Maybe the guy... And the other thing about that officer, and this is the other thing I mentioned to Henry, and I question the training of those officers, at least to this regard. I think he had bad aim. If you're going to shoot that man or that kid, he's aiming off to the side. He has to learn how to use a gun. Because
you mean to tell me that he was trying to aim at them and he was...
He either cross-eyed or bug-eyed or something.
Do you believe that he intended to shoot that 6-year-old child? Our federal agents went in with intent to kill that child?
If the kid draped himself over the agent's head, yes.
Okay, the gun was not pointing at the kid.
Because
he had a bad aim.
He had bad aim.
Meaning that you thought that the gun should have been aiming at the child.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Because the kid's going to drape...
I am really glad that you're retired.
What? What did I do wrong?
Because the kid's going to drape himself over the head of the agent.
Yes, sir. Oh, so now it's a big joke. A minute ago, maybe the agent was scared of the kid and lost motor skills. It has happened.
Wow.
He spun. Well, ma'am, you're the one who was concerned for the boy, and now you laugh at me.
No,
it is possible that the agent
I
was so frightened.
I think we did an awesome job, and I also support the
government. I do, too. Yeah, me too.
150% me
too.
By what they did.
It was a tremendous operation. The officers involved should be applauded. No one was hurt. There could have been people killed. And
you're telling me that officer did a good job by not even aiming the gun at the kid?
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
The officer probably had urine running down his leg. He was so scared. As a result, he lost motor skills and his aim got bad. That's all I'm saying.
So
Jesus,
in other words,
I'm
the
a former cop.
Didn't have any balls either.
He was scared.
So
well, look at that. The kid had no balls. Nobody had balls
you.
In that situation.
If you're saying between me, Elian Gonzalez, and that cop in the picture, who has the balls? Yeah, I'll take the award. I'll take the Oscar. Well, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Because God knows that cop who went in and helped that kid had no balls.
I think there was a puddle forming.
Thank you very much, Officer Amarca. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. Elian Gonzalez and the rescue mounted and successfully mounted by the INS agents on Saturdays. Got a lot of people talking. We have a retired agent on the line, and if you're talking about the way police officers behave in a extraction, as you call it, thinking that, you know, you want to save a guy that isn't so much of a pussy. He's a 6-year-old kid. That's number one. Number two is the fact that he posed any threat to these officers by attaching himself to their leg or to their neck and ripping out their carotid artery. All of this sounds like something out of a Sylvester Stallone movie. It sounds difficult to believe.
Well, it may be difficult to believe, but I've been on the front line of law enforcement. And I told you I saw a young girl strangle a guy to death once with a patent leather shoe. Anything can happen. She was 4. So these people think they know better than me. That's what pisses me off.
Here is Doral on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, my name is Marta. Mr. Marco, I just want to tell you that with all due respect, you probably were a very good man, but you have gone over the edge.
Okay. What do you mean?
What do I mean? Just saying what you're saying about a 6-year-old child. I know what you're saying about a 5-year-old girl that is doing, you know, killed your partner, whatever.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm very sorry, but you have gone over the edge.
You don't
have any rights to call a 6-year-old child a sissy or a pussy. Now, going back to the Cuban woman, I'm a Cuban grandmother and a mother, and I have more balls probably than you do, and Alien's father does.
Well, now,
because, excuse me, hold on
just
one second. Let
lady,
me talk.
I think you're a fine
excuse
lady,
me.
But you
excuse
can't.
Me, let
are
me
you
talk.
Calling me nutless?
Sir,
well,
sir,
ma'am, I think that.
Let
sir,
the lady
let
talk.
Talk.
You've been talking.
Well, I think she's out of line saying I got no gonads.
Go ahead, ma'am. Let me talk, okay? If my child had gone from Cuba to here and was found in Miami in a raft, I would have either swum over here or tailed Castro to put me in the first plane to Miami because I was going to pick up my child. And if I was in Washington, D.C., like he was right now, I would have said to Janet Reno, no, I want to go with them to get my child from that house.
Well, now, ma'am, you got to understand the situation had gotten pretty heavy.
No,
we got to send officers in there and kick
when
some
it comes
ass.
To a child.
You got a lot of hot-blooded Cubans standing
yes,
around
I
that
do.
House, okay?
I'm a very pacifist.
I tell you got to kill them all and let God sort them out. That's what I'm trying to say.
What do you mean kill them all and let God?
Well,
when it comes to children, yes, I am
I
very
kick ass.
Yes.
I kick ass, personally. I don't know about you. And you sound like a very sensible woman. Are you a married woman?
Yes, I'm a married woman. I have 3 children and one grandchild.
Well, you sound like a very...
I would give my life for my grandchildren.
Of course you
for
would.
My children.
Well, I wouldn't give my life for my grandkids, but I know what you're saying.
Oh, no, I would.
You
I
would? You
that's,
give,
that's
I'd give my life for my
culture.
Kids. I wouldn't give my life for my grandkids.
No, no. That's
Why?
The difference between cultures, okay?
You're
yes,
kidding
I would
me.
Give my life for my children for my grandchildren.
For my kids, yes, I would. But for my grandkids?
Yes.
They're a pain in the ass.
Please, sir.
Oh, ma'am, come on. You're not going to kill you. And that alien,
your,
if you saw the picture,
did
you see the picture of that Elian Gonzalez kid crying and whining and all that stuff?
Yes,
I'd have slapped that kid around and said, come on.
No,
suck it
I
up.
Didn't have done that.
Suck
no.
it up. He's got to suck
no,
it up.
You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because it's kind of scared. I mean, if
well,
I had...
Well, yeah,
I
know what you're for, saying. Sure, I know he's scared.
If I had a gun pointed at me, I probably would be scared, too. And
well,
I mean,
then he should have assured the
me,
officer... Then he should have assured... The child should have gotten on the floor and spread eagle the way most suspects
well, maybe,
should.
Well, maybe
he
if he had
it.
Been told what was going to happen, maybe then he would have been able to adjust to the situation.
You know what my
wasn't.
Experience has been?
But
most
you know
people's
my,
grandkids... You know
I
my experience? Most people's grandkids are whiny pussies. That's
well,
what I found out.
Well, not, thank
they
God, not my kids.
They all cry. Are your grandkids pussies?
No.
What is this all
Please,
of a sudden? Whose grandkid is a pussy?
Let's put it this way, sir.
Yeah.
If you call my grandbaby pussy, I probably will go there and slap you silly, okay?
You're going to hit me, a little girl like you?
No.
That's pretty good. That's a hot one. Come on,
yeah.
baby. My grandkids
yeah.
got no
yeah.
balls. I ain't saying
yes.
your grandkids probably
Look,
do have balls.
When I'm right, when I write...
How many
I'm
grandkids
right,
have you got?
I got 3 granddaughters.
Well, no wonder they don't have any... Nothing, ma'am. I got it. Thank you very much, dear, for your call.
Okay, you're
very
welcome.
Very good call. Here, it's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Miami, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Okay. Listen, I don't know if this gentleman that you have as guest realizes that this kid was being retrieved from a loving home where he had been for 5 months.
Yeah, he was
and everybody
one of them
had
houses.
Seen that. I mean, I'm not telling him.
I don't think
he
so.
He can watch TV.
Did
he
have
could
Nintendo?
See that the way he was treated over there.
Did he have
everybody
Nintendo?
Was outside watching.
He didn't have no Dreamcast. He didn't have Sega PlayStation. What do you mean a loving home?
Do you know? Do you realize that those people are the family? Family of the father?
Well, they look
Not
a little
of the
weird
mother,
to
but
me.
Of the father.
They all
and
look
do
weird.
You know, sir, another thing, that the father called here when the raft left Cuba with a man, with a mother and the kid? The
well,
father,
it's too late
the father
now. They
called
got him and he's
told
going home.
Them to please take care of the mother and the kid.
It's too
Probably
late now.
You don't know that.
Too late now. They got him now, so it ain't nothing
well,
you can do
let
about
me tell
it.
You
want to know why?
I'm a little
you
afraid of people like
Uncle
you,
Sam.
You know? I'm a
don't
little afraid of people like you.
Uncle Sam.
Because they
Uncle
didn't
Sam,
realize
the, long
the difference
the law,
between a hostage
and, you know
and a boy
about
taken
family?
Out
hey,
of the of a loving home.
Hey, ma'am, can I let me just say, about that kid's family in Miami, they look like a bunch of pussies.
Well, let
and
me tell you, sir,
oh,
you know
man,
what I
everybody.
Think? You know what I think?
Too. What?
That Phil's guest is not human. I think he's got some monster over there. And
a
if
monster?
Somebody doesn't have
well, lady,
any balls, he's Phil's guest tonight, okay?
You're talking
Thank
about
you.
Me?
I'll get better informed next time.
Are you talking about me? Wait a minute, I think she was talking.
Yeah, she was talking about you.
She said Phil's guest. Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be a monkey. That woman made a monkey out of me.